Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome to Life Plug. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Dr. Catherine Bajanian. Dr. Catherine, are you ready to do this?
Yes, let's jump into it.
All right, let's go. Dr. Catherine is a dating and relationship consultant. She's a therapist helping to demystify dating and relationships, helping people to connect in genuine, authentic ways so they can develop long-term successful relationships. Catherine, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
I wish I had some kind of compelling reason like most people do when they develop their careers, but I just actually really just enjoy it. I started off as pre-med at college and found myself finding every reason to skip class. But I was a minor in psychology, and those are the only classes I went to. And it didn't occur to me that you can actually develop a career in something you liked. In my head, you had to grind when it was your career. So eventually I could not go to another pre-med class. And so I decided to switch over to psychology. And it was just a perfect fit. I didn't know where the heck I was gonna go, but one after another, I ended up in London from California with a private practice focusing on romantic relationships.
So do you have a lot of work, or are you sitting around wishing you had more stuff to do? are people doing great, or are they struggling?
You know, it's funny. It's almost like the better we get at managing other aspects of our lives, particularly careers, the more difficult finding and sustaining a long-term relationship is. So it's interesting. Our standards, our expectations, our wants and needs, our time, our availability, so much has changed about the world, and it has directly impacted how we choose, who we choose, and how we do our relationships. So I have a very, very full practice. Yeah.
I don't doubt that for a second. And I mean, we have finite resources. I have a limited amount of time and attention. And therefore, if I'm pouring more of that into other endeavors, then I have less time and energy and all those things to pour into either finding a relationship or improving it.
Yeah, definitely. It's both resources, time, and, expectations certainly have changed. I think the thing about, generations ago was not only were you likely to sort of stay in the same area, right? People didn't move a lot. They weren't as global as they are today. They also didn't have as many options for their own life, right? So they had limited options to choose from. They tended to stay within the vicinity of where they sort of grew up, or at least within the vicinity of their sort of country or state or town. And they didn't have online dating. So they had limited choices in terms of who and what they could become, limited choices in terms of who they can choose from. And at the end of the day, they also, like I said, sort of stayed within the same vicinity. So the people that were coming across sort of thought like themselves. So now we have an immense amount of choices, not only through sort of online dating, the amount of people to choose from, but also in terms of who we become, how we want to live our life, how we want to conduct ourselves. And so it becomes more difficult to try to find that fit. Right. You're more unique than you were 40 years ago, let's say, than your neighbor. Right. All of us are such unique compositions because we have the options to be. And so it's difficult, more difficult to find the right fit for a partner.
A tyranny of choices.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Something we did not expect until we were facing it. Yeah.
Right. It's so very human of us. So expectations have changed, our situations have changed, options are now probably pretty close to limitless, which isn't necessarily serving us. But it strikes me that the fact that we need to be clear on what our expectations are is as true today as it ever has been, if not more so.
If not more so. Yeah, I would definitely say if not more so. It really is. Because again, the options that were available to us were also not available to other people. And so, you know, when we came across the, I don't know, 3 to 5 people or 10 people in our lifetime, right, back in the day. Because if you think about, if you took online dating away and we say, think about last year, think about organically, how many people have you come across that you would actually want to date and potentially see a future with, right? Most people say 0 to, if you were lucky, 2, 3, right? So in a lifetime, if you think about our grandparents, they just didn't have the options. Had 3 to 10 people, let's say, at most in their entire lifetime that they came across, right? And once you had to make do what was in front of you. Whereas now, you have hundreds, thousands of people that are available to you. So you better be clear about what you're looking for and who you are and what you think would be the right fit for you. Otherwise, you are going to be lost in a pool of people, and you simply don't have time to date 1,000 people to figure out the perfect fit. So you really, really, before you go into the dating pool, it's very important to get some sense of what you're all about. And that's where a lot of the singles that I get come in. I think people think that I'm a relationship therapist. They go, well, you know, I don't need a relationship until I'm, or a therapist until I'm in a relationship. And actually, now more than ever, the relationship starts with you way beyond or before you've met the person.
Do you find that, and I could be totally wrong, I commonly am, the expectations of dating between men and women, are they similar? Are they different?
Look, I think when you're looking for a long-term relationship, those expectations converge a lot more. So when you're younger, in your 20s, and you're just looking for lots of fun and experiences, there are more differences between men and women. But as people get older, they're in their sort of mid-30s to later to 40, or whatever, whenever they start to want to settle down and find that long-term partner, we sort of see that men and women are starting to look for about the same things, right? They've got to be attracted to someone. There's got to be some humor between them so that they get along. They've got to have some shared interests, but they also look for characteristics as loyalty and openness and honesty and just that general sort of good person, because that's what, you know, that's what we want from long-term partners. Those are the things that are important long-term. So men and women start looking for the same thing. Although, all in all, yeah, I would say men probably emphasize looks more, and women emphasize success of a man more. There is nothing more difficult for a woman to manage than be highly accomplished and not have that in a man as well. For a lot of women, they look for someone that they can respect, and someone that they can respect is generally someone that is as driven, as ambitious as them. And I think we sometimes mistake this just for money. It's not always about the money. Money is an easy measurement to someone's success, right? If someone makes a lot of money, generally we can say they might be successful. But women are keen to find someone that's driven like them. So if they are overambitious more so than the guy, that's going to be problematic. And I think initially men are much more visual. We know that about how men's brains work. And so as more visual beings, looks matter.
Certainly.
You've got to be attracted to the person. But funny enough, men will rate women much more favorably in terms of looks than we women rate men favorable in looks. So men find, you know, lots of women attractive. Women, you know, don't. Women, in terms of physical attractiveness, we give men a harder time.
Yeah. Very well. All right. So that criteria you talked about, that we need to have a respect for the other person, yes, doesn't necessarily absolutely mean that you're making a ton of money or you have a bunch of money. It can come in many different forms.
Yeah.
So it's once I've decided I am dating to have a quality relationship, I'm looking for a partner here. Yeah. Then it is, I need to determine, what does that mean? What are those criteria in respect, looks? What are some of those other ones that I need to be spending time thinking about?
Similar sort of values that you live by, and lifestyle. And lifestyle, I would say, not just now, because what I get in London is two professionals that meet, and they're about in the same sort of time in their life. They have lots of disposable income. They're going out doing lots of fun stuff, right? But in the long run, in 10 years' time or so, one wants to move out into the country and one wants to stay in the city and wants to really develop their career. And so things change. And I would say, like, if you are exploring long-term with someone, really look at not only the lifestyle that you share now, and this is really important, and this is where finances kind of play a part in that. It's important to be able to continue to do the kind of stuff that you want. Of course, there's a certain level of negotiation in every relationship, but if everything becomes a negotiation, that becomes a strain on that relationship. So look at the lifestyle you guys are leading now. Is it a good match? And look at the lifestyle 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Are you guys going in similar directions?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Values as well, things that are really important too. So if someone really values their family and the other person has a distant relationship, or someone really has a strong spiritual connection and the other person can care less, these things may be an issue. So these things, in all of these things to say, it's not that you have to match, it's that you should explore and see how much you can tolerate differences. Right. And these are the kinds of things that when we're dating, they don't naturally come up. We don't, you know, talk about how someone manages their finances and 10 years from now, whether they, you know, where they want to live or what kind of a connection they have to their family. We tend to focus on fun a lot. And so this is where I really emphasize to a lot of my clients is when you are out dating, of course, you want to be able to have fun with the person. You want them to like you and you to like them and to enjoy your time together. But don't forget that you are assessing an individual for the right fit for a long time, a long-term partner, if that's what you're looking for. Don't let that point be lost in all of the fun. So you want to be asking significant questions as you move along, because lots of people end up having a great time together, being tons of fun and falling in love and thinking, all right, you know, this is great. So let's start to move in together or get married. And as soon as they do that and they start to build a life, suddenly those things that hadn't been explored, right? How close are you to your family? Because they seem to be wanting to come over every weekend, right? You know, you've decided that you don't really like your career and you wanted to do a career change. Well, I never heard of this, right? So those kinds of things, when they start to build a life, these are the things that are going to come up, and that's where they hit lots of challenges and obstacles. And then that love that they had starts to wear down, and no amount of fun can make up for those differences. Yeah.
I think that we all know that that's true.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that everything you said makes a lot of sense to me. Can we tolerate the differences and red flags? From my perspective, red flags are red flags. We need to treat them like it. It doesn't mean it's a non-starter, yeah, to your point, yes, but we need to explore and dig into it, because yeah, once the fun wears off and reality sets in,
yeah,
and we follow particular, or we follow patterns, right? You may, yeah, be different in the future, but you also might be exactly the same. So,
yeah.
So as I'm going through this, and these are on my mind, everything we've been talking about, How do I walk the line of not interrogating this person and bringing everything up too quickly and being like, oh my gosh, what's up with that guy or that gal?
Yeah. So this goes back to being clear about your expectations when you're going into a date, because you sort of keep those things in the back of your mind and you try to seek opportunities where you can weave these things into the conversation, right? So let's say you're out on a date and he says, next weekend, my brother and I, are going to go wherever. And, oh, great. Your brother and you, it sounds like you have a good relationship with your brother. Is your family really important to you? And so that's where you can start to organically bring it up. Most people would hear that and go, okay, cool. So if he was saying, oh, I can't see you next weekend because I'm going to be away from my brother, that the person would go, okay, they would sort of stop, that conversation would stop there. Oh, I got that information. They're going to be away for the weekend. And so we'll plan a date for the weekend after. They would never sort of think to explore that, the information that got up, came up. And that's why, yeah, if you start to look back, sit down and look back at your previous relationships, look at your friends' relationships, really think about why things didn't work out, right? What obstacles there were, what challenges there were, so you're thinking about your wants and needs, but you're also thinking about areas where, we don't know what we don't know. And so once we start to date, we start to realize, oh, I didn't realize this was going to be that much of a problem for me, or I thought this was going to be a problem, but it no longer is. So you kind of want to, as you're dating, keep track of the things that are appealing to you, the things that you're finding difficult, and you sort of just start to make note of that. You've got to really know yourself. And as then you are on that date, you're looking for opportunities when those topics spontaneously come up to start to bring in more depth of conversation, to ask a follow-up question, to start to explore it. And sometimes, those topics, I would just, if they don't seem to be coming up, I would ask, I would want to know about someone's family. But you're not doing it, like you said, as an interrogation, as an interview, you're doing it out of curiosity. You might open up with a story of yourself, Oh, last week, my mom called, my goodness, her and I can stay on the phone for hours and hours. How is your relationship with your mom? So that kind of like, really sort of casual way, but you are not overlooking it. I think some people don't know whether they should bring up those topics, don't know how to bring it up, or when they bring it up, they're too direct in their approach. Do you have a weird relationship with your parents, right? Like, that is not the right question. So yeah, make sure that one of the things I always say is let people open up, let people talk, ask a lot of why questions, come from a curious place. The second you have a question or a comment that's posed in a sort of criticizing or defensive way, what kind of relationship do you have with your parents? You're going to get the right answer from someone because they know that you want something from them, right? So they can't gauge that you are, there's a right and a wrong answer to questions. That's why you're kind of keeping things open-ended, because when we go on a date, naturally we want to be liked, we want to put our best foot forward, and if the date that we're on is giving us cues that certain things are important to them, we'll naturally answer in a way that's appealing. So I tell this to a lot of people, that they'll have strong reactions on a date. They come from, let's say, a certain political stance or religious stance or whatever, and the other person will come from a different angle or present a different opposing thought, and they sort of immediately go into combative mode. And I'm like, you are not really there on a date to teach someone something new, right? You are there on assessment. So if anything, really ask questions, ask about their thinking process. This is a time where you really want to encourage someone to tell you as much as possible. So don't lose sight of why you're there, to gather information, not to change the world, not to change people.
That's super helpful and wise, and also very funny, because I think we could all be like, what did I just do? I was trying to convince that person of why they should be, conservative or progressive or whatever, and that didn't get me anywhere.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That, especially when you're older and you have really clearly defined, values and expectations about the world and perspective, the amount of times I get individuals coming in here and, could you believe he or she said this? I'm like, you're not you're not there as their like political, you know, whatever. Okay. You're not on a political campaign. You're not their therapist. You're not having to change someone's mind. If someone's not for you, right, get that information and walk away. You don't need to do anything else with that, because all you'll do is end up frustrating yourself, having a pretty bad date, right? Getting annoyed, having an argument, and then going, oh, I'm never going to find one, right? You're going to deplete your energies. So that's why it's get the information that you want, encourage the other person to talk. And then if it's not for you, politely end that date and get out of there intact rather than depleted and angry.
Love it. Well, Dr. Catherine, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Just go to my website, and if you're interested, reach out there. In a few months, I'm also going to be putting out a course. So much like this conversation, these things kind of keep coming up over and over again with clients. So I've kind of put all of that together, things about how, you know, how to really look for the right kind of love, what to ask for on dates, how to start to look for the right kind of partner and stuff. So there's a lot of information there. And if you're interested, it'll be on my website to purchase.
Awesome. And give us the website address, please.
KatherineBajanian.com. That's KatherineBajanian.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Dr. Catherine your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to KatherineBajanian.com. It's KatherineBajanian. .com and check out the great resources and keep an eye out for that course as well. And sharpen your skills, pick up some new ones on figuring out how best to find that relationship that you are looking for, because that's what life is all about, Dr. Catherine. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.